This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This story, buy or sell, Michael. Shedeur Sanders will start at quarterback next year, even though, for the Cleveland Browns, even though Deshaun Watson will be among those competing to be the starter in 2026. Does Shedeur Sanders have a realistic shot, even with a healthy Deshaun Watson?
I think he does. Because, honestly, when he did start,
it wasn't terrible.
Deshaun Watson wasn't great.
Oh, Deshaun, yeah.
Look, I don't think...
Shedeur Sanders is a Pro Bowler, by the way, so...
Oh, yeah, that's a feather in his cap.
He's a Pro Bowl quarterback. How are you going to bench a Pro Bowl quarterback?
Oh, yeah, big feather in his cap.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that the race is wide open. I honestly don't think that they're better with either quarterback. I think Deshaun Watson had that one good year.
He was pretty good in Houston. He was building up to being pretty good, and then he had his stuff go on. The rest is history.
And now he's with Cleveland. And
last year, Michael, we've got our Dirty 30 going on. Tanner Schwint and I will not be... We will shave and cut our hair on March 26th, and then we will let this thing ride until the Rockies win 30 games. Last year, the Rockies did not get to win number 30 until August 2nd. Buy or sell, we go under that. Or we go over that. What are you buying? We will cut our hairs and trim our beards before August 2nd or after August 2nd.
I believe that you will be cutting your hair in July.
I think July is a safer bet. Maybe even late June.
Perhaps. I think it's going to be early July.
If they win every game, if they go 30-0, we would be done by May, the end of May.
I hope so. I honestly hope so. But I also, the evil part of me kind of wants them to have like a really good season in the back half. So you get tortured at the very beginning, and then you get the joy at the very end.
Esai Chris, buy or sell? He's throwing his own in. Take Brady in a 40-yard dash over Tanner? Question mark. He's buying it. Tanner thinks he's got me at least a 40-yard dash in a race. And he's saying he's younger. But I'm thinking I can beat him.
I mean, there are arguments that I can see for both sides. So I don't necessarily want to make my decision now.
What would change? What would help change your mind about this race?
I'd have to see how you guys limber up. I'd have to see you guys practice. I'd have to see which one of you takes it more serious.
Oh, I'm definitely taking it seriously. Yeah.
I mean, I'd have to see your day of diet. Are you going to eat the raw eggs
and
celery like the day of? Or
in the morning, so.
Or you guys, is one of you going to like just down some bacon and sausage?
Well, after. That comes after. So we race.
But morning of.
I really need to win this because it will offset my mood the rest of the day. And we're supposed to be hanging out, and hooligans are going to come out and hang out with us, and listeners. And I need to be in the right frame of mind. So if Tanner beats me, because I don't like it when Tanner beats me anything, except for golf, because you know it's all he does. He golfs all the time. And I don't golf at all. So when he beats me at that, that's fine. He beat me at the pitching thing at Coors Field, but I was never good at throwing baseball. That's why I ran.
And Tanner played quarterback. He was All-State quarterback.
Yeah, he was probably my third favorite quarterback in that five-year run, in that five-year span. There's a couple other guys I was a big fan of. So he's probably number three or four on that list. Top four for sure.
I think his best game was against 1A Rez Christian.
I don't remember
that. He threw like five interceptions.
Oh, man. That's a rough look for him.
We carried that game.
I'm taking you too, Brady. Plus, Tanner is a track hater, so he's officially out. Tanner prefaced it with all his ailments, so that's already a bad sign. Yeah, he's already told, I broke my knee and my leg and my, you know, I don't know why he's talking like you, but he's already setting himself up to lose. Cullahoma says, can Bruce do the play-by-play on the race of the year? We could probably get Kyle and Bruce out there. That's a what are you saying? 40 yards of, you know, it's not gonna last that long. I mean, it wouldn't be a long broadcast. We could put it on the air, just set it up, just build up to it, kind of like horse races, because you know that's a short race. We could have a bunch of early races too, like you on your scooter going up against Derbs or something. You on your scooter going up against, Brian on a skateboard, maybe. Something to keep people engaged the whole time and then lead up to the main event, which is the race.
Yeah, but you and, horse racing, you have to have a funny name. And people out there have to have mint juleps and funny hats.
No, this is different. This is a horse. This is a horse race. This is a race between humans, Michael. And right before we sit down to drink beer and eat pizza at Big City Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
I'm really excited for that. First year doing this at Big City Roadhouse. And then the following Friday, we're going to be at McCarty's Grill at the Eaton Country Club. So we've been there since we started doing these. So Hooligans, I would love to have you there. I will write you a doctor's note because we're going to be out there at like 9:30. First tip is at 10 o'clock. First game's at 10 o'clock.
You do have doctor's handwriting.
Oh, I do. It's really, it was really good in third grade. And it just stayed the same.
That's the only F I ever recall having. Like,
well, your handwriting's not much better.
Flat out F was in penmanship.
Your handwriting's not much better than mine, but it is better. I will give you that.
I can type. I can type pretty decent.
And I'm a slow typer too. Maybe I should have taken school a little more serious. I don't know, man. Because look at where I am.
You got into radio.
I'm across from you every single day. It's great. I love my life. Faith says, run with a beer and see who has the most left at the end. Yeah, but that's not as braggy. We could do that second.
That's a waste of beer, though.
Yeah. Because I'm gonna go really fast. That's my plan. I'm going to start fast, and I'm going to be in the middle. I'm going to be fast, and then at the end of it, I'm going to be fast. And I don't think Tanner has that kind of strategy. Now, he says he runs from cows. Michael, that's a different kind of running. When you're running for fear of your life because your cows are out or whatever they're doing out there, like you're trying to be the first one to milk them or whatever he does, then that's a different kind of adrenaline. That's different.
Yeah, you're running with just your regular strength and athleticism. He's mm-hmm. running with the adrenal gland just pumping like
that's
crazy.
That's a different thing, yeah.
So what you're going to have to do is make sure he doesn't bring a cow out there with him.
Which he could.
Because you might be going, oh, okay, I've got him beat. And then suddenly, you know, his wife brings a cow out. And he's like, oh, a cow.
Put it in a trailer at the finish line and suddenly his eyes light up, man.
Oh, a cow, I'm so excited.
He loves cows. What can we say? And that's not a knock, man. He loves cows. Like if you put one up there ready to milk or whatever, he would be so pumped to sprint in there and sit on that little stool that you sit on to milk it. You know that. Tanner's strategy will be to not pull something. Run fearlessly, Brady, and you'll win. This is what I need. Faith's got my back. It sounds like Eastside Chris has got my back. Buy or sell, who are you taking in this race? And then apparently we're hearing like there's a wild card in this that Mike dancing with himself is apparently like lightning. I think he could have played like smaller college football somewhere. I think he actually could have done that. So you don't really lose all of your athleticism. I think he's a little bit older than me. So maybe he would, I don't know. Dixon's saying he would smoke us. I mean, when does he run? You know, that's the thing I want to know.
Maybe he sees a golf ball and he's like, I want to play golf.
Yeah. He did destroy us in the pitching thing at Coors Field. Not on Coors Field, but they had the little pitching simulator. I was really bad at that. That was embarrassing. But I didn't think I would win, but I also didn't think I would throw it that poorly. I can tell you I run. No, I barely. I'm probably not faster than what I threw. Brian needs to make a theme song for this. Texter. Dude, yeah.
I got a theme song.
This is going to be me starting. I'm going to bring blocks out, like track blocks. I'm going to sit up. Get up, get my feet in them. You could hold my blocks for me. You could sit behind the blocks and hold them like you had to do in high school. You hold my blocks. And then I'm going to look over at Tanner and he's going to be like so cocky. You know, man, I got more cows than anybody in the land.
He'll probably have a cowbell on.
And then suddenly this race is going to start. And everyone there at Big City Roadhouse is going to stop. Traffic will stop. We'll probably cause some accidents because they're going to look down and say, holy crap. Who brought the thoroughbreds to the party? And I will be wind in my short, buzzed hair. I won't even see him in my peripheral vision. It will be that bad of a race.
Will your hair be buzzed back then?
Well, it'll be faded up. Yeah, March 19th. I'm getting a haircut tomorrow, so it's a couple of weeks. So it'll be a little longer at that point. And then once I cross the finish line, I'm going to turn around and Tanner will be, because by that time he knows he's going to lose, Mike. So at that point, he will be on the ground saying, oh, I pulled my ankle or whatever it is that I hurt, my knee, owie. That, and then he'll drop to the ground. I'll turn, see that, but I'll see thousands of people. Think about that, Mike. Thousands of people will be there.
They'll be cheering your name on.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, the basketball and stuff, that's cool. But they'll be there to watch this race. And it will all be for me to see me win that. Like, that's pretty cool. Like, I'm pretty famous at that point, winning an athletic event like this. I deserve this. Yeah.
You deserve Chariots of Fire.
I definitely deserve Chariots of Fire. You could bring a boombox out and just hold it up over your head. Or you could ride along us in your scooter and hold the boombox next to my ear. I don't know why we're using a boombox. You could probably just use your cell phone. Might be easier. Might be more practical.
Definitely more practical. Just, you know, I'll be the pace car.
Yeah. Well, Tanner's going to need to probably do the pit. What is it?
Pit maneuver? Pit. That's for law enforcement.
No. What do they call it in NASCAR when you pull in and you got the pit crew? You got a pit stop. He's gonna have to do that halfway through.
Like, oh, my cowbell needs to be replaced.
Faith says that was a Mike Tirico speech, Brady. It's because I mean it. I'm passionate about it. Mike Tirico, passionate about calling every sport that ever existed. I'm passionate about beating Tanner in as many things as I possibly can. And that's the goal on March 19th. I have to ask Cleta, one of the owners over there, if we can actually do this. I don't want to cause a disturbance, Mike. Parking's going to be such an issue if we set this up. I don't want to, like, you know, too much of a... It's like when people go to Taylor Swift concerts, they have to, like, close like roads and stuff are crazy and it's packed. That'd be kind of like this situation. So I got to make sure we can actually do that before we get too excited. If not, we'll just go out to our parking lot.
There is a fair number of parking spaces in our parking lot.
Yeah. And we could go to a grass. Eastside Chris says, is this going to be on asphalt or grass? Well, probably asphalt.
It got to be asphalt, yeah.
Why? Is grass...
I mean, you could always fall like in a piece of grass that's just not as even.
You're worried about us tripping on a blade of grass?
I'm worried about one of you.
You're worried about me. You're worried about me because you already said Tanner has youth on his side, and that was enough for you to feel like he could win.
Tanner has youth on his side, but you do work out every day.
Yeah, but that's a different kind of, like, lifting weights and stuff is different than sprinting.
Yeah, you've got the Tebow strength.
Oh, I wish I looked like Tebow. I wouldn't challenge Tanner to a race at that point. I'd challenge him to an arm wrestling contest. But I can't do that because I have tennis elbow, so...
Try the other arm.
I got it in both. I think I... Yeah, yeah. It's,
well, he does milk fair number of cows, yeah, he's got that strength there.
And I don't do that kind of workout. Don't want your ankles breaking in a pothole in the grass or the grass.
There is some unevenness.
Would you be telling like a great we have all these athletes that come in? Would you be telling Brock Wisney you're worried about him tripping on a blade of grass? I would like to be treated the same way you would treat a 6'9" specimen Division I basketball player.
I'm just worried about you guys. I don't want you to be on the air in pain.
I could probably get Brock to come out and watch this. No, I won't, because they'll be playing. That's right. They're going to win the Big Sky tournament, and they're going to be playing in March Madness. So I'm running for the UNC Bears. I'm doing it for them. Like, if I win this race, that will show them everything. I'll send, obviously, a picture, of me winning the race to Coach Smiley, and he'll show everybody before the game and say, look what this guy just did.
Unless they're playing, like, at that time. Because don't the festivities begin at 10?
Well, yeah, that's true, but he'll have enough time. I'll make sure Steve sees the text, and he'll use that in his pregame speech and be like, everyone counted him out and thought just because Tanner was younger, he would win the race, and he milks cows all the time, he would win this race.
You need another speech.
But you guys can do this, even though you're going up against a team that's like 7 feet. They're all 7-footers and can shoot threes. Everyone counted Brady out because he's a little bit older. He likes to read, and apparently that's frowned upon with Tanner. So he got a bad rap the whole time, and everyone came out to see Tanner just destroy Brady. But they forget, Michael. Junior year, 2004. Won regionals. Broke the school record. And went to state. Junior year, yeah. How'd I do at state? Not important. That part's not important. Yeah, everybody was so drunk at that thing. Wait, that's a high school track meet. No, it's not important. Not an important story.
The parents were drunk.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, different thing. Definitely. So, the world is going to count the Bears out when they make it to March Madness, because they'll be going up against a legitimate seed, right? But look what Brady Hole just did. He's so much older than Tanner, and everything was against him, and he found a way to outrun him.
It's because his producer gave him a really good pep talk.
Yeah, actually, I'm kind of starting to get pumped up about this thing. I kind of want to do a race now.
Is it the music?
It's that, and just Faith's got my back here. Sounds like Eastside Chris has got my back. Dixon, I think, has my back. If we're going 40 yards, they see it. They see what they can tell. They see the athleticism that once was there. I mean, let's face it. I broke our school record. It was not. There's not. I think there weren't many people that ran the 400 back in the day, to be real honest with you. But it still shows that I broke it.
And you guys did have competitive cow milking back then?
We did have. We also had cow milking as well. I just didn't continue it after I graduated. Tanner, obviously, that's in his blood.
Tanner's living in the past.
Yeah. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. So Tanner and I got a couple of things coming up. We're gonna battle each other in a race, and then we're doing the Dirty 30. We decided to just go with a clean Dirty 30, Mike. I think everybody was more passionate about doing 30. It sounded better.
Yeah, and Tanner wanted to do his age thing, but everybody knows he's going to be 29 before the Rockies get those wins.
Well, it's just everything, like the Hooligans and Faith, you guys were coming up with some good things, but the Dirty 30 just sounds better, right? Like, that's the thing we could do every year.
And that was Brian's call.
That was Brian's call. It was
very good.
It was very good. 24 minutes after the hour, we'll take a quick break here. Big vote tonight coming up for the city of Greeley, for the Colorado Eagles, for Cascadia Project. We'll get into that a little bit. Also, can the Nuggets fix their issues? What ails them? Because it has been a rough go for a while. Defensively, they've been bad. Can they? I mean, they're back in action tomorrow night. Something needs to change quickly before they fall too far back in the West, because it's a tough schedule coming up. We'll be right back.
KFKA is the home of the best high school basketball coverage in the state. We are Northern Colorado's voice and your preps leader. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Faroknesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Time was drifting, this rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway.
Want to thank Renaissance Insurance Group. That's my guy, Ryan Hicks. I'm sure he'll be coming out to see me win my race. Ryan's a great friend of mine, but you guys are listening. You don't care if we're friends. You want to know, what does he do and how can he help me? Renaissance Insurance Group is a fiercely independent insurance brokerage. They have a regional presence, but extensive national resources. So they have all the big stuff. They can get their hands on the best types of insurance plans for you. But also with that local touch, they're meeting with you. They're going over different options for you that would make perfect sense. Formed by two UNC Bears alumni 20 years ago, Renaissance Insurance has always had our backs. So check them out online at team-rig.com. That's team-rig.com. Or you can call 970-674-8825. Michael, I got to tell you, man, I'm a little worried about the Nuggets right now. You know, I think we all kind of just assumed once Joker got back, things would kind of round out, man. But so over the last 10 games, they're 4-6. They've allowed 434 three-pointers and 157 makes. During that same time, the Nuggets have converted 136 of 350. The opponents have 84 more attempts. 84 more attempts in these last 10 games, as far as shooting three. That's a big deal. That's certainly a big deal. Denver got outscored in that fourth quarter, in that final 10 minutes of the Golden State game. Denver was outscored 30-14. Missed 12 of 19 shots, and turned it over four times. And the Warriors, with all their guys out, drained 12 of 17 from the floor. I mean, even Joker in those final 10 minutes, he had great numbers in that game. But in the final 10 minutes, he didn't look good. I mean, what happened to the team that in the last 4 minutes of a game, you just knew whether they were playing a crappy game or not, Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic, they were going to find a way. Even when the team knew what was coming. Even when the team knew, it's okay, Joker show, Jamal show, one of these guys going to go off. They're going to do their two-man game thing. They still found a way to deliver, more often than not. So what is the difference right now with this team? Is it David Adelman? Is it really that Aaron Gordon's still out? I mean, I get it, man. I love Aaron Gordon, but when you have Joker on your team, you should be considered a contender, at least a winner of a playoff series. And right now, I don't know if this team is coasting along, if they're just, hey, we're in the playoffs every single year. We're not going to destroy ourselves. We've had a lot of injuries. I still lean that way, that maybe this team's going to be fine, but I can't ignore what we've seen in the month of February. This was supposed to be when they started turning it on, Mike. The Nuggets have lost to OKC. That was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander just absolutely going off. They lost to Detroit, where Murray missed a clutch free throw. And they didn't force overtime. He missed that a couple of times. Missed a couple of free throws in that game. They lost to the Knicks, and Brunson had 42 points against them. They lost to the Cavs. Between Harden, Allen, and Mitch, Donovan Mitchell dropped 76. They lost to the Clippers, blew a lead. Murray missed clutch free throws again to force overtime. Lost to the Warriors without Steph, Dre, or Jimmy Butler. Their wins in February? This is it. They beat the Chicago Bulls. They beat the Memphis Grizzlies. And they beat the Portland Trailblazers. So in this month, they are 3-6 in February. I mean, a lot of it could still be you're trying to work guys back in. Peyton Watson really asserted himself while everyone was out. And you know, it's not like last year we were saying, oh, if they lose Peyton Watson, they're screwed. But when even at the beginning of the season. But he started to become a bigger focal point for this team. But it's hard for me still to say, well, without Watson, because that wasn't the plan. Gordon, for sure. I mean, the other night, man, Sunday, was that Sunday's game? Joker stat line, magnificent. Still turned it over too much. Defensively, wasn't great in the fourth for the Nuggets. Yeah. Derbs just sent this in. Fun-filled stat for you. Since the Pewat injury, the Denver Nuggets are 31st in defensive efficiency. Watson was a good defensive player last year. He just really started to pick up his offensive game this year. They're not a good defensive team. And it does have us wondering if that inability to play defense is going to wreck this team. That's what I worry about. Not just getting guys back, but why are they worse defensively under David Adelman so far than what we saw under Michael Malone? I mean, if teams are just hot against you and you're just not hot against them, and it's more games than not, at some point you just say, is this who this team is? Or is it just, you know, I think when Adelman talked about how difficult it was to just try to put these pieces back together, I don't doubt that. I mean, now you're dealing with, okay, mixing minutes. You don't want to overuse guys. You still want to try to keep guys somewhat fresh. So, and that can be, I haven't loved Adelman's minutes, the way he's done things, specifically after Joker got back. I haven't loved how he's used Joker, how he's used Jamal. But he might have to start thinking about shrinking his rotation a little bit. And really, it would help to get, Aaron Gordon and Peyton Watson back. Get back to full strength. They've barely been full strength this year for a couple of games. But they've got to figure it out. And they're, right now, the standings don't look awful for this team. I think they're still in third place. No, they're in fourth because Houston just passed them up. And they're only a game ahead of the Lakers. So tomorrow night's games, like a lot of these games, is what, 24 games remaining? Everything's looking a little bit more intense for this team. Got to find a way to turn it around. But then you got Boston. You're home against Boston tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and then you're on Friday, you go to Oklahoma City. But it's got to start with, obviously, Joker and Jamal. Stat line for Joker looking good, but the turnovers have got to come down. 38 minutes after the hour, Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I forgot to do this one and buy or sell. How do you think this vote's going tonight? Buy or sell that 1A will go through, Mike?
I don't know if I can answer that question because there are so many uninformed people that didn't even know the election was happened. There are so many people that don't understand it.
Yeah.
Oh. And there are so many people that look at this and they get the yes and the no confused.
Well, and it's like, wait, didn't we already do this? Didn't we? Wasn't this already on the ballot? Didn't we already vote on this? Isn't it? Oh no, it's not. So, according to Trevor Reed of the Greeley Tribune, more than 13,000 voters have already cast their ballots on 1A.
More than I thought.
That's more than I thought, but that's just people that have got in early. So there's probably going to be a lot more tonight, right? That we'll get. And then you got the story that the day before polls closed, companies owned by Windsor developer Martin Lynn sued the city of Greeley in an effort to nullify the city's special election. As Tanner told us earlier, it's something that if you were going to do it, you had to do it before the vote. Either way, you had to do this because you could potentially say the lawsuit filed Monday asks a Weld County District Court judge to declare the ballot measure unconstitutional, which I guess, Mike, I don't understand how this is even a thing, how we're even having this vote. Because if it was already voted on, we already spoke as a community and voted on this, then why is this popping back up? Because you got this different group involved. Greeley demands better. And they brought up several concerns about the project and basically described this project as, you know, there was a lot of there's a lack of transparency from city officials as the $1.1 billion project has moved forward. I feel like they've all been pretty open from what we've heard. And again, I'm not Mr. Politics here, but I still think there's a lot of people that are asking the question, who is Greeley Demands Better? We keep hearing they're getting money from places outside of Greeley. That's a red flag to me. People that are not in this community and are invested in this community are investing money into this to shut this project down. And I just ask the question, why?
Yeah, there have been a couple of issues with these groups. And if you want to learn more, Chris Wood,
who has been
on Good Morning NoCo, he's on there pretty much every week, has talked about it. He's the editor of BizWest magazine, and his interviews are on the website.
Yeah, no, they're a great chat with them today. This is a wild time, man. So as Michael said, it's too late to mail your ballot in, so you're going to have to fill it in and drop it off.
Yeah, there are a few drop off sites you can Google them. Should be able to find.
You can
them
get
on
more
the
information
city of Greeley
at greeleyco.gov. Greeleyco.gov. For more details on that side of it, so I guess we'll know tomorrow whether or not we can start preparing for the Eagles to be in Greeley, or whether or not we're having different conversations or we're asking different questions on what's next for Martin Lind and his team.
I'm guaranteeing that will be in the top stories of the day. Segment.
I would assume so. All right, 47 minutes after the hour, Michael. We're going to jump out, take a quick break here. We'll get to What Did We Learn coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We'll be right back.
What's happening in your community? Sports news and talk. Good Morning NoCo, weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What do we learn on this 24th day of February? And we learned a lot of the guys on the wish list for Broncos fans are getting franchise tags put to them, or even the Eagles talking about working something out where they can have a coexisting relationship with A.J. Brown. So might not be eager to trade him. We also learned that Martin Lind is and his companies are suing the city of Greeley as more of a precautionary thing. It's not like the city of Greeley and Martin Linder at odds or anything. They're still good. That's what we learned, at least from Tanner Schwint earlier today. Michael, what'd you learn today?
I learned from Tanner Schwint and you.
Oh, thank you.
That this racing thing is a big deal.
It's a huge
One of
deal.
You thinks he's faster than the other. The other thinks he's faster than the. I think it's possible that we could have an official race in front of listeners.
Like thousands of people. Maybe even a million. I don't know.
It's hard to fit a million people, even 1,000 people in that parking lot.
Shut down the street, maybe. People could park on the main road there. It's going to be that big, I imagine. We'll have to charge people, maybe. I mean, this is going to be the race heard round the world, Michael.
Race of the century.
Probably the race of the century. Probably bigger than any Olympics. We also learned that Team Canada is just... You quit bitching about the 3-on-3. You knew it was 3-on-3 before you played it. So you can't use it as an excuse after because everyone's dealing with it.
Yeah, win next time.
Yeah, maybe win. Maybe score when it's when you're up when you got a power play of 5-3, or maybe one of the greatest players in hockey makes a wide open shot. I don't know. Just throwing out a couple of ideas.
Yeah, this American here who loves his country also does not like the 3-on-3, and yet I agree with Brady on that.
Well, you're all playing it. You're all going through it. You all know the rules before you go in. Face-offs are really important when it comes down to 3-on-3.
Win those.
Yeah, win more of those and you'll probably find a way to win.
Get the
game.
Get to the puck quicker.
Mm-hmm, yeah. All right, Mike, we'll be back at it on a Wednesday. I don't think we're going to be on the air Friday because we're going to have state basketball playoffs. I know Tanner hasn't sent that email out yet, but it's going to be great. All right, so we'll give you more details on that because you're not going to want to miss that. Great coverage by Bruce Dick and Kyle Johnson. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.